Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
One of the most popular saint biographies from the early church was St. Athanasius's Life of Anthony. It was written sometime in the 4th century, and St. Athanasius tells us of the life and holiness of St. Anthony of the Desert. And from this biography, we learn that by the time St. Anthony was 18 or 20, his mother and father had died, and he was entrusted with managing their estate and wealth. 6 months after his parents' death, St. Anthony had a profound spiritual conversion. St. Athanasius writes, "Going according to his custom into the Lord's house, it happened that the gospel was being read, and Anthony heard the Lord saying to the rich man, 'If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.'" That's Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Anthony immediately left that church and gave his possessions to all the folks who were in the town with him. He kept a little, though, for himself, just to cover the basic necessities of life and to care for his younger sister, who was also entrusted to him. But then a bit later, a few days later, he went into the church again, and again had his heart pierced by the word of God. "Do not be anxious about tomorrow," Matthew 6:34. Athanasius writes that when Anthony heard this, he could no longer keep anything for himself. He gave away all of his possessions and entrusted the care of his sister to a group of religious women in the town. He then went out into the solitude of the desert, having given all of his possessions and now all of his time over to the Lord. Now, to be clear, the lesson of St. Anthony's life is not that we are called to give alms or to give of ourselves in the same exact way as he did, to give away every single thing we own. St. Anthony had a specific radical call that most of us are not called to. But that same interior disposition of giving to the last drop, of not making excuses for giving, that should inspire all of us. There are always going to be reasons why we believe we cannot or should not give of ourselves to the last drop, whether that be financially or with our time, or we don't know what the future will hold. We need to hold some time for ourselves or some comforts for ourselves. Now's not the right time to give. I'll do it when I'm more secure, when things are in place. But the lesson of the Christian life is that only when we make a gift of ourselves will we find ourselves. Only when we give to the last drop without any excuses, just like St. Anthony did, will we find life in abundance. So let us pray. Lord, as we continue in these days of Lent, allow us to have hearts that are receptive to your word, that are always willing to give to the last drop with our time, talent, and treasure, and trust that when we do that, without making excuses, you will provide for all our needs. We ask the angels and saints, St. Anthony, and our Blessed Mother to intercede for us. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.